On today's Washington Page, KCII News takes a look back at 2013. Today we'll review the third quarter. On July 6th at approximately 5:45 a.m., it was reported that a house was fully engulfed by fire at the corner of West 3rd Street and North Avenue D in Washington. Reportedly, a neighbor saw the flames and smoke billowing from the house and ran to the engulfed home. She began pounding on the doors while shouting to those in the home to get out. All three occupants of the house and their dog were able to escape without injury. The fire began in the garage and damaged a car in the driveway as well as the north portion of the home. Heat from the fire caused damage to adjacent homes and garages. Washington Fire Department, Ainsworth Fire Department, Washington Police Department, Washington County Sheriff's personnel, area EMS, and Washington Ambulance responded to the scene. In early July, it was announced that farmers in most of Iowa became eligible for loans from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. 83 of the 99 counties in the state were included in the presidential major disaster designation. The Washington Fairgrounds flipped the switch on July 11th and are now a bit greener. Three arrays of solar panels that produce electricity were installed. Don Lewis with the Fair Board said Washington has the only fairgrounds in Iowa with this type of project. In total, the project cost $130,000. The arrays will produce approximately 60,000 kilowatt hours per year. Washington is the home of a competitive cyclist who took fourth place in her division at the USA Cycling National Championships this summer. 14-year-old Elijah Beatty competed in the 17-mile road race in Madison, Wisconsin in the women's 13-14 age division and placed fourth. The 2013 Washington County Fair was held in mid-July. Amy Green, Washington County 4-H and youth specialist, said that 4-Hers and volunteers fought the heat to take care of the livestock and keep the activities going. Here is a highlight of some of the week's results. Madeline Hora was crowned Washington County Fair Queen, Madison Sheets took Grand Champion in Market Lamb, and Megan Miller was Grand Champion in Overall Rabbit. The Washington Demons placed fourth at this year's softball state tournament in Fort Dodge. The unranked Demons upset number one-ranked Solon in their first match with a score of 6-1, but fell two runs short to Carlisle, and on July 26th, Washington fell to Indianola. On July 31st, two Washington men who played a role in a five-month crime spree were sentenced. 21-year-old Travis Allen Peterson and 19-year-old Michael Patrick Mueller were given prison terms not to exceed 10 years for their participation in crimes committed between September 2012 and February 2013. During that time, Peterson, Mueller, and others vandalized several vehicles, pushing one into a quarry, leaving another to burn on a bridge after lighting the tires on fire, and smashing another with a semi in Johnson County. Washington County Board of Supervisors Chairman Ron Bennett announced that he decided to step down from his position due to health issues in late July. The resignation was effective August 7th. His term was set to end December 31st, 2014. A special election was held in the fall to fill the seat. On August 13th, a public hearing was held on the zoning ordinance. The board and a packed courtroom at the Washington County Courthouse heard arguments for rescinding the ordinance, with most residents citing a loss of property rights and biased enforcement. Only a small number of those who spoke were for the ordinance or for amending it. In late August, the Washington YMCA's feasibility study was completed, and Executive Director Becky Harkema announced that they were looking to expand. Harkema will be conducting community forums to get feedback from the community. The YMCA will begin a capital campaign in 2014 beginning in January and is looking to raise between $5 million and $9.6 million. August was the driest month Washington has experienced since records began being kept 136 years ago. According to state climatologist Harry Hilliker, August 2013 saw only 0.15 inches of rain, breaking the previous record set in 1901 at 0.24 inches. He says places like Burlington, Mount Pleasant, and Fort Madison broke their records for the driest months as well, recording only trace amounts of rain. The Washington County Board of Supervisors took two steps closer to rescinding zoning on September 3rd. The board approved on a 3-1 vote the third reading of the proposed Washington County Ordinance to rescind zoning, which went into effect on September 27th. The board also held a public hearing and approved the first reading of the Washington County Floodplain Management Ordinance, which coincided with the zoning ordinance and took effect on September 27th. It was announced in September that a new bank branch is coming to Washington. Hills Bank and Trust Company entered into a purchase agreement to acquire land and build a new full-service location. Vice President of the bank, Dave Hochstetler, states that the bank chose Washington to better service current customers and to be located in a prosperous agricultural community. The bank will be along Highway 92 near Walmart. Heidi Vitito and Patty Rowe won their uncontested races in the Washington School District elections on September 10th, and Terry Engelken received enough write-in votes to take District 2. According to County Auditor Dan Widmer, Engelken had to decide if he wanted the position. A Washington Democrat announced he is running for Iowa Senate District 39. Richard Gilmore is seeking the Democratic nomination for the race. He states that he is seeking the position because he feels he can make a difference and that a state senator should strive to grant equal opportunity to all and protect individual freedoms. September 24th was the wettest day since June 24th in Iowa, according to the weekly U.S. Department of Agriculture Crop and Weather Report. 35% of corn was reported mature, behind the normal 61%. Also, soybeans were 20 percentage points behind normal. The effects of the government shutdown were felt in Washington in late September. The 294th Area Support Medical Company, made up of about 80 Iowans, was scheduled to have a training exercise at the Washington Readiness Center. According to Colonel Gregory Hapgood with the Iowa National Guard, all training was canceled due to the shutdown. He said not only did this complicate their operations, it impacted the local economy. He said when there is training, soldiers use Washington's motels, restaurants, and other services. That's been today's Washington Page with a review of the third quarter of 2013. Listen to tomorrow's program for the final quarter. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.